Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah goes slightly sidetracked to discuss other differences between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. B'chol Yom, every other day, Kohanim Olim B'Mizrachi Shel Kevesh. Kohanim would go up on the east side of the ramp of the Mizbeach. If they were involved in the Karbonus for whatever reason, they would go up on the east side, since when they reached the top of the ramp and walked around the top of the Mizbeach, so they would turn right. That's a general rule that if you have a choice between turning right or left, one should always turn to the right direction. So since when he reaches the top of the Mizbeach, he will need to turn right. So already when he is walking up the ramp, he walks on the right side of the ramp. And once he reaches the top and goes around the top of the Mizbeach, when he comes down, he goes down the ramp on his west side, which is where he came from really, after he went all around the top of the Mizbeach. However, v'hayoyim, but today, Kohen Gadol Olim b'emtza, the Kohen Gadol goes up in the middle of the ramp, v'yored b'emtza, and he goes down the ramp in the middle. This is to show the awesome love of Hashem, which is shown on Yom Kippur, that he atones for all of our sins. That's the ultimate love, possibly which is shown the entire year. And since the Kohen Gadol, who performs all of the services, is really a representative of all of the Jewish people, so to signify that love which Hashem has for us, the Kohen Gadol goes up and down in the middle, and not on the right, and then going down on the left. Rabbi Huda says, "La'olam Kohen Gadol Olim b'emtza v'yored b'emtza." The Kohen Gadol would always go up and down in the middle of the ramp, even not on Yom Kippur. The whole process of going on the right and then on the left is only for regular Kohanim. But because of the honor of the Kohen Gadol, he could always go up and down in the middle. Next, says the Mishnah, "B'chol Yom, every day, Kohen Gadol mishkalishol v'raglo min akir." The Kohen Gadol would wash his hands and feet from the kir. But v'hayoyim, today, when he would need to wash his hands and feet, which we learnt had to be done 10 times, min akisin shel zahav, he would wash his hands and feet from a particular gold jug, which was designated for this purpose. Again, to show the significance and importance of the day of the Kohen Gadol, who was a representative of all of the Jewish people. There's a discussion as to whether the first time of the day where the Kohen Gadol washed his hands and feet, whether he also used the gold jug there, perhaps for that time. He also washed his hands and feet from the kiyur. That is a matter of debate, be it as it may. Rabbi Huda says that this was not unique to Yom Kippur. This is unique to the Kohen Gadol. La'olam Kohen Gadol mekadesh yod v'raglam in akizin shel zahav. The Kohen Gadol would always wash his hands and feet from the golden jug, again because of the honor of the Kohen Gadol, that he had this golden jug designated for his use.